The Mishnah. Ha'iva lifnei hateiva v'to. A person was davening for the yomet, he was the shatz v'to, and he made a mistake, yaver acher tachtov. So someone else should go and become the shatz, v'lo yehei salvin ba'isei shor. And then, even though we'll see in the Gemara, when someone is asked to be a Baal Tefillah, he should be Misarif, but lo yehei sarven ba'isei shor. Then he should not be a sarven, and he should go right away and be the Baal Tefillah. Meheichan hu maschil, the second person who is going, where should he start? Mitchilas ha-broche she-toezeh. So he goes back to the beginning of the broche which this person made a toys. Ha'iver lifnei ha'teve, a person who is a shatz, lo yane omein acher ha'kehanim, mipnei ha'tiruf. If a person is a shatz, he should not answer, omein is davening musaf, he should not answer omein after the kehanim, by the broches, by yishmerecho, vichuneko, he should not answer omein mipnei ha'tiruf, because he might get mixed up, and won't be able to be a makri for the kehanim. Vim ein shom koyin elohu, lo yiso es kapov. If he's the only koyin, and he's the shatz also, he should not duchen. Vim avtochosoi shuhu noisei es kapov, v'choizel etfilosei rashoi. But if he is sure that he'll be able to duchen, and he'll be able to go back to the davening, he won't become a turif, then he's permitted. And others bring a raya, since this halacha was only said on the last halacha, v'im ein shom koyin elohu lo yisa eskapo, v'im avtochos yishunois eskapo v'choizu tfolos erashoi, so when does avtocha help? Only if he's the only koyin, and in order to ensure that there'll be birchas koyinim, therefore we rely, if he's muftach, that he won't become a turif, so then he's allowed to duchen, then they were matter. But sabayishpul, by the other halacha that we had, loyana omein achar kahanim, or in a case where there are other kahanim also, and he's muftach, he's muftach that he won't make a tois, afal pike, and he should not answer omein, and he should not be oila leduchen. Only in the last case, they were mater letzoyrech that there should be nesiyas kapayim in the Shemayna Esrei. V'lo yehei salvin ba'oisei sho, lefi she'shar yordim lefnei ha'teiva, other people who are yod lefnei ha'teivik, she'oimrim leichrei, they tell him to be about v'lit zoich lesarev pa'machas. He should show he's not too eager to go up. Kloima, eini kedai, lekach. Kedrin lekamon bishmaiten. The Gemara will say this. Avoze lo yisarev. This person should not be misarev, and they should gnayu sheteatfile muvsekes kolkach. This is a gnay that the tzibur should be waiting. The first shots made a toy, so the day that the tzibur shouldn't wait, and the tefillah shouldn't be muvsekes, he should go right away. Mitchilas habrocha shetoezeh. So now the Mishnah says, if the shatz made a tois, so the second Baal Tefillah goes back, mitchilas habrocha shetoezeh. Im dolag echod min habroches. So Rashi says, pshat in the Mishnah as follows. What was the tois? That the shatz was medalik, he skipped over one of the broches. V'omar acheres, and he said a second broche. V'eina yoideya loshu v'lechoi sidroi. And he doesn't know, as we mentioned more than once, bizman ha-mishneh, the sidr was not printed, the tefillah was said baal peh. And this shatz, he skipped over a broche, let's say he skipped over hashiveinu, he's in the middle of salach lonu. V'eina yoideya loshu v'lechoi sidroi. And he doesn't know how to go back to Ashiveinu. Yaschil ha'oiver tachtov, oisa brocho shedilegze. So the one who is now going to daven, he should start from that bracha, va'aymer misham ulaholam. And he says from that bracha and further, he continues. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah it says, Meheichon hu masru, where does he start from? Mitchilas habrocha shetoze. So the Tzlach asks Akasha, if the case of the Mishnah is, the way Rashi depicts the case is he skipped over a brocha, so he skipped over Hashiveinu, let's say for example, skipped over Hashiveinu, Meheichon hu masru, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. No, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. If he skipped a bracha, so he should go back to the beginning of the bracha. If we would learn pshat in the Mishnah differently, we could learn, we'll see in Taisvis, L'chayra Taisvis did learn differently. If we would learn pshat in the Mishnah as follows, that ha'oiva lifnei ha'teiva v'tor, that a person was a shatz, and he was saying a broche, and in the middle of the broche he made a mistake. He's in the middle of Avashiva Sheftainu, Vhosimene Yogin Vanoche, he got stuck. He got Mavulbul, he doesn't know how to go further. Now, so he's after Vhosimene Yogin Vanoche. Now, Yaver Acher Tachto, so now someone else comes, Mehechon Hu Masril. So one could think, so till v'hosem imenu yogim v'anocha, the first one said. So now we're just missing the end of the bracha. So I would think he should say umloi choleinu yachzel amokim sheposak. Half of the bracha we have, we're just missing the other half of the bracha. So I would think he should start mimokim sheposak. So the Mishnah tells us. Yachzer, he should go back, meichanu masro mitchilas habroche. And there's a svar in Rishonim, because they didn't want that half a broche should be with one shatz, and half a broche should be with another shatz. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that he made a mistake, if we learn pshat like that in the Mishnah, he made a mistake in the middle of the broche, so I shouldn't say he should start where the other one stopped. No. He starts mitchilas habroche sheto. He starts from the beginning of the broche. So that's good if you learn that the taich of toys, he made a mistake in the middle of the broche. But if, the way Rashi says pshat, that he skipped over a broche, he was medalag a broche, medalag echemin a broche, so v'shteitzach, so he goes back, so why does the Tana say maschel mitchilas habroche? He starts from the beginning of the broche. No, what? He should start from the middle of the broche. V'shteitzach, he starts from the beginning of the broche. So the Tzlach says, according to Rashi, the Chiddush is, yas maschel mitchilas habroche sheto, you don't go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. I don't say, just like we said, there's a svorin, that you don't have half a bracha through one shatz, and the other half a bracha through the other shatz. So I would also say you don't have half a Shemin Esra through one shatz and half through the other shatz. So the Tana says, Nitazoi. He starts, mitchilas habrocha sheto. He goes back to the beginning of that bracha that Yena was medalik. Now, that's one halach in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, lo yane omein acher akayhanim. Hashatz b'soif kol broche u'broche. Each broche that the Kohenim say, Yishmerecho, everyone says Amen, the Shatz does not say Amen. Why doesn't the Shatz say Amen? Mipnei hatiruf. Sheloi titorev datoi v'yite. He shouldn't get fatumult and make a mistake. What mistake could he make? Lefi she'shatz hu tzorech lahaschul broche shniyeh. The shatz is the makri. So he is, if he's going to answer amen v'yishmerechos, he's going to answer amen, and he has to say right away, yoel. V'loima lifnei ha-kahanim kol teva v'teva. And he has to say each word before the kahanim, k'demarinim m'sech t'saita. U'ba'anoi say amen, if he'll be answering amen, and v'yishmerecho, lo yuchal lechavein maher ulahaschel bebrocha shalachov. So from being, if he'll answer Ominan the Yishmerecha, Mustama has to think what he's answering Ominan, so he will not be able, his mind won't register so fast, Lo Yuchel Lachavin Maher, to start right away, Lahasru Bebrocha Shalacha, to say Yoel, he'll be a for tumult. So therefore, it's preferable not to say Amen, in order to make sure that he's holding Cheshbin, and he'll say Yoel. Im ein sham kayin elohu, if hachazen, if the chazen is the only kayin, lo yisa eskapo, shemo lo yuchal larzer litfilosai. Maybe he won't be able to go back to the Shemaina Esrei. Lo das lechavein lahaschil misim sholim. So why Rashi, who's a meiridike daikin, says three words over here, I haven't the faintest idea, but Rashi says, Rashi's explaining what we're afraid of. He won't be able l'arzel et filosoi, l'das, l'chaven, l'haschil, misim sholem. If Rashi would say l'arzel et filosoi v'loim misim sholem would also be sufficient. Rashi seems to say what we're afraid of, l'das, l'chaven, l'haschil, misim sholem. So memele, we're afraid he won't be able to do this. Why? Shedaitoi miturefes me emas hatzibur. Now this I also don't understand. How does the emas hatzibur come in all of a sudden? That means he was davening all along, everything was going good. The emas hatzibur didn't bother him. Now he's duchening. So if Rashi would say, from duchening from duchening you don't go straight into Sim Sholem, because you're thinking about something else. This is brachas, this is tefillas. So good. Rashi all of a sudden says, the emes hatzibur is the sibur. I mean, this is a very interesting kugel. Since he duchened, now, together with the duchening, the emes hatzibur will make him a turif. He won't be able, ladas, lechaven, lahasro besim shalom. So exactly, it seems Rashi zukta gogroi sezachen. But I can't pinpoint what Rashi is really saying. V'imavtachosoi kloima im botuachu she'ein daitei miturefes me'yemes hatzibur, that he's not scared of the tzibur. It seems that is the problem over here. So then he could be oila leduchen if he's the only koyim. Me'heichan hu maschil taisis. Mitchilis habroche shetoa bo. Yerushalmi, so Taisus brings down a Yerushalmi. Betiti was a psabal tefila. Ishtatik bo ifanim. Bizman chazal, the shatz was also moitzi the tzibur bebirchas krishme. He used to say it out loud. So betiti was the shatz. Nishtatik ba'ifanim. What's that? Nishtatik ba'ifanim. That he had said, the ifanim v'chayis ha'kodesh v'l borch kvoid Hashem im koima. He had said the kedusha in birchas yoitze. And right before lekel borch nimeshiteinu, ishtatik. He got stuck. Osun shaylun l'rabun. So they asked Rabun, what happens now? Omar lohu b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Zeshe over tachtov the new shatz yaschil mimokim sheposak. So he should start saying now from lekel boruch nimeshiteinu. Uporich, so the Yishalmi asks Akashe. This is very interesting. He's in the middle of the broche, and he got stuck, and Rabun paskind that he should the new shatz continues where he stopped off. He continues. Uporich vohasnan maschil mitchilas abroche shetobo. The Mishnah says maschil mitchilas abroche shetobo. So the Nachlas David and the Tzlach seem to be medayik from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi did not learn the way Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, that it is speaking about that he the Tos was a dilug. It seems the Tos was the way we push it. The Yerushalmi, he made a Tos in the middle of the broche. And he couldn't continue further. And that's the Pashtus Loshna Mishnah, Meichon Maschil. He starts mitchilas habroche sheto. He made a mistake in the middle of the broche, so he goes back to the beginning of the broche. So the Yerushalmi asks the Meir the Kekasha. So here it says you go back to the beginning. So the shat should go back to Yitzhar. Uparich vosnan maschil mitchilas habroche shetobo. Amalohu mikivin da anisun kedushas Hashem. Kimishu tchilas habroche dobi. Since he said already Kedushas Hashem, that means he finished the whole Inyan V'Hoifanim, which speaks about Kedushas Hashem, Kodesh Kodesh, Baruch Vayed Hashemim Koimoy. So even though it is one broche, Kimishu Tchilas HaBroche Dom, it's already something new. He says, in the middle of a broche, if a person said, V'Osemene Yogim V'Anocho, so Umaloy Choleinu, it's not something new. And it's one broche, so then you go back to the beginning of the broche. Masha Enkin over here, since this is one broche, even though it is one broche, but since it's a new Inyan, so it is not necessary to go back to the beginning of the broche, the new shots can start from over there. So I had a kasha, then I found later the Divrei David asks the kasha. We will have in the Gemara, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch like that, that what is the din if a person made a tois in Shalish Rishonis or Shalish Achronis? For example, let me tell you, Abba Kevege brings down a story that happened by him. There was once the Shatz was davening Yom Kippur, and in the middle of Kiddushe of Yom Kippur, the Shatz became Nishtatek. The Shatz, he couldn't daven further. So they needed a new Shatz. So what did they do? So the Kevege there was rov. So that was Tor B'Sholish Rishonis. Tor B'Sholish Rishonis. That means, let's understand it a little better. He made a tois in the middle of Kedusha. So that means as follows. He had ended the first two broches, Mechaye and Mason. He did not start the third broche. He's in the middle. There's a lot of piyutim there by the Musaf of Yom Kippur. But he ended the first two broches. He didn't start the third broche. And v'nishtatek. So Rabbi Kevege paskind lahaloche. Tor b'sholosh rishonis. Choyzer l'roish atfilah. So the new shat started davening from the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. That's Rabbi Kevege Paskin. And he said, Nishtatek. Nishtatek is also like Tor, and he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. Nishtatek is like Tor. So the thing is very difficult to understand. The Yerushalmi is speaking about something which in essence is one broche. The broche of Yitzer Oyer starts from Yitzer Oyer of Oyer Choshech. It ends with Yitzhar Meiris. In essence, it's one broche. But the Yerushalmi said, but since we started something new, Tzchoyzer Lemokim Sheposak. That's what the Yerushalmi paskin. In Rabbi Kevebege paskin, that we hold that Sholish Rishonis is Kibroche Achas Domi. It's like one big broche, because it's one Inyan. But Vinishvi is three broches. It's three broches. It's a minion of Yutres broches. It's a separate broche. That means he didn't say Ato Kodesh yet. And here we say it's Chayzer L'Roish. So it's very difficult to understand how these two halachos stim. The Nachlas David wants to say that Al Kochach the Yerushalmi does not hold this halacha. That's what the Nachlas David wants to say. Because if by one broche, if it's a shtickle new Inyan, the halacha is that one can be masrul mimokim sheposak, so even though we will assume that the shalosh broches rishonis ke'achas domi, but the zicher as much of a new inyan as lekel boch nimishiteinu is. She wants to say that it is a machlokes bavli in Yerushalmi. That's what the Divrei David wants to say. The next taisvis. But it's interesting, the Paiskim don't say like this. The Paiskim bring down the Yerushalmi, and we paskin by Sholosh Rishonis, the din is you go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. That's the problem. The Rabbeinu Yehine brings down the Yerushalmi, the Rosh brings down the Yerushalmi, and they don't, it seems this Kasha doesn't bother them. That's the problem. Loyana Omein Acher HaKehanim Bibnei HaTiruv. So it says over here, the Shatz, that he should not answer Omein on the Broches Mibnei HaTiruv. Taimo, so Taisa says Sakashe, typically the Mavsik Tfilah Imoin Omein. Why do you have to say we're afraid he might become a Turif? The Shatz is davening Shemayna Esrei. So how is he permitted to answer Omein he's Birchas Kainim. Just like when someone is in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, he's not allowed to say Kedusha, or because he's in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. So how is he allowed to answer Omein on the Birchas Kainim? V'yeshloim. Me'acher shaloi omar haitayme. The Mishnah did not say the reason he's not allowed to answer Omein is als hefsik. The Omein on the Birchas Kainim is not considered a hefsik. Since they were misaken that Birchas Kainim belongs, the Birchas Kainim is said right after Avodah, so that's part of Tfilah. So the whole Broch is the part of the Tfilah. So the Aniyas HaOmein is the, we mekabel the Broch. So that's part of Shemayna Esrei. So that is not called a Hefsik at all. That fits into Shemayna Esrei. So Memela, without the Chashash of Tiruv, the Shatz will be permitted to answer Omein. That's to say Omein on the Broches. Avolik Reis Kaihanim Leducham. But what about for the Shatz to say Koyanim? That already is, that is a chelik in the mitzvah of duchening, which really has no shaykhis to the Shemayna Esrei. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, Shein Shatz Yochel LeKoyram. The Shatz is not permitted to call the Koyanim. Dechoshev Avsoka LeTfilim Koyram. That is a hefzik. Ela Echod Mimnei HaKol Koyram. Someone else stands up and says Koyanim, and then the Shatz says Yishmerech Yoyer Vayter, but Koyanim he doesn't say. That's a hefsek. V'hod amrinim b'soyte perik elu nemorim l'shnayim. If there are two Koyanim, Koyrei Koyanim, he calls Koyanim. So it would seem from the Gemara who calls them that the Shatz calls them. So Taisa says no. Lava shliach tzibur koi. The Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to say Kaihanim because it's a hefsik. Ela achazen, kedesanye b'sefri. Amoyer lohem, that we learn now from Amoyer lohem that before the Kahanim start duchening, they have to be called. Melamed shachazen oimer lohem imru. V'chazen, lav haynu Shliach Tzibur. The chazen, the Shliach Tzibur are two people. The chazen haynu misasek b'tzorchei Tzibur. That's the chazen. So the chazan says Kaihanim, and the shliach tzibur will be the makri. V'chei mash menami besoite de lav shliach tzibur koi. It is not going to the shliach tzibur. The mikore koma ein ha-kehanim rashoim lahaschul bebroche ad sheyichla hadibu mipi ha-koire. The kahanim are not allowed to start the broche. Which broche? Baruch ato Hashem, Hashem kisan mekdushos ishalav, and not sheikh ladibu bepi ha-koyre. Perish, ha-koyre kahanim. So first they have to hear kahanim, and then they say the broche. V'achar kach oimer, ein shliach tzibur rashoi. He's not allowed to be makri till they finish the broche. So weist ois from the Gemara in Soite that there are two people. There's a koirei and there's a shliach tzibur. So ma misharai to the Rabbeinu Tam. Mashmed dishnayime. Vaistois, there are two people. So koyanim, which is in Yisod, not a seder of Tvilo Shemayne Esrei, is a hefsik for the Shatz to say. But Omein, that's already, the Birchis koyanim is a chelik of Shemayne Esrei. So that is a Seder of Shemayin Esrei. So without the Tam of Tiruv, the Shatz would be permitted to answer Omein. No, after the Tam of Tiruv, he doesn't answer Omein. The Yesha Yoraitzim Loima, others wanted to say, the Chamoy came, just like the Rabbeinu Tam said, that the Shatz does not say Koyanim, and Shatz Ratzoi Lahakrois Yivorechecho LeKoyanim. The Shatz is not permitted to say Yivorechecho. The Chamoy Kain, Havi Havsoke. Now, this Shaila, this Yesh Misha Oima, was only on Yivorechecho. It wasn't on Yoer and Yiso, because the Mishnah says that he's not allowed to answer Omein Mipnei HaTeiruf. And what's the Teiruf? The Teiruf is, if he answers Omein on Vayishmerecho, he won't be able to say Yoer. So that's the Mishnah. So Yoer he does say. And so the whole pilpul is over here on Yivorechecho. In Be'etzim, there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch Bechlal of Yisei Yivorechecho. Others say that the Makri starts from Hashem, not from Yivorechecho, because the Kohanim know where to start from. Weiter, when you get into the swing of the Bracha, then you get a little fatumot, where am I up to? But to start, everyone knows. The Mechabal HaMaisa says, you Bechlal not Makri Yivorechecho. The Ramah says, Uye Makri Yivorechecho. Okay. But now, Taisus also held Yisei Yivorechecho, but the Shaila is the Shatz permitted to say Yivorechecho? That Yivorecho, that's not a necessity already. That's the pilpul in Taisus. The Yesha Yoreitzim Loima, the Chamoy Kain Ein Shatz Rashoi Lahakris Yivorecho Lekahanim. The Chamoy Kain Havi Havsoke. It's a, the Yivorecho is a Havsoke. Omnam Rabbeinu Yehuda Perish. No, that the Yivorecho also says, the behed yesh be medrash taima yiseiris v'chaseiris. There's such a medrash taima yiseiris v'chaseiris. But the medrash says, emoy lohem, melamei shetzliach tzibo oimo lohem, al kol dibo v'dibo. Al kol dibo v'dibo means Yivorechecho also. So memeila tais was found a medrash that the shatz is makri even Yivorechecho also. So Lucheira, we have here a pilpul in Taisvis. If the shatz is says Yivorechecho or not, al tefsik or not al tefsik. So Lucheira, one could bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the shatz does not answer Omein mipnei hateiruf. So what about the omen of the broche before Birchas Koinim? Asher kitshonu b'kdushasei shel Aaron v'tzivonu levoich es ama Yisrael b'yahavo. Does the Shatz answer omen on this broche, yes or no? So if we would say that the Shatz does not answer omen on this broche mipnei hateiruf, lo yana omen acher kahanim mipnei hateiruf, that he should be able to say right away to be makri to them. So lochayre, we have enough in the Mishnah that he says Yivorechecho, because the Mishnah says, why doesn't he say Omein? So the Mishnah gives the reason. Why doesn't the Shat say Omein? Because he'll get fatumult, and he has to be makri right away. And if he'll answer Omein, he won't be able to be makri right away. So lochayre, if he's not makri Yivorechecho, so why shouldn't he be able to answer Omein on the Brocha Shekidishonu B'Kedushosei Shel Aaron? So Lechayre from the Mishnah is oisgespart that he does say Yivorechecho. So therefore he's not allowed to answer Omein. So why did Taisus have a pilpul over here? Taisus had to bring a raya from a medrash that he's Makri Yivorechecho. From the Mishnah by Taisus he's Makri Yivorechecho. Because if he's not makri yivorechecho, so why can he answer omein on the broche of asher kidishonu b'kedushosei shel Aaron? I had such a ha'ora on Toisvis. So dachsach mir is a raya from this Toisvis to Adin in Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura brings down a machloikis if the shatz is permitted to answer omein on the broche of asher kidishonu b'kedushosei shel Aaron. And he says, others say he's not allowed to while tefsik. The Birchas Koyanim, that's part of Shemayna Esrei. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tamos Machi, he's allowed, in Yesod, he's allowed to answer Omein on Birchas Koyanim, because that's part of Shemayna Esrei. The Brocha Shekidishonu B'Kedushosei Shel Aaron, that's the Koyanim's Birchas HaMitzvahs. He's going to do a mitzvah now. So he makes the Brocha Shekidishonu B'Kedushosei Shel Aaron. So Memela, how is the, so he brings the Brua brings down a machloikas to this, but he says it's nochin lahachmir, that the Shatz should not answer Omein on this broche, because it's a hefsik. The Shatz is not allowed to answer Omein on this broche. So Mameloi Bezoi, it's not fair what I was asking. The Mishnah never spoke about the bracha of the Omin of Asheki Dishon, the Big Tushos Ishalarim. The bracha Asheki Dishon, Big Tushos Ishalarim, Poshit is not allowed to answer Omin, because it's a hefsek in the middle of Hishmein Esrei. So the Mishnah is only speaking about the Omins after Yishmerecha and after Vichuneko. That's the only thing what the Mishnah is speaking about. But about the first Omin, Taka Hizicha not permitted to answer Omin. Because it's a hefsek. So Mamela Taisvis could not bring a raya that he says Yivarechacha because the Mishnah says he shouldn't answer when they have Teiruf, because the Mishnah isn't speaking about that Omen. So therefore Taisvis had to bring a raya from a medrash. Our component, that was the whole pilpul in Taisvis. The pilpul in Taisvis was if the Shatz is permitted to say Yivarechacha. That was the only pilpul. The other Tevis Hizicha Mechuyiv to say. V'chein, so now Tosfos says, Yesh ha-reitzim la-hater, l'shliach tzibur atzmai likreis kahanim, afilu l'peirish Rabbeinu Tam. Others want to say, even though the Rabbeinu Tam was mechadish, that koyanim is not part of Shemayne Esrei, so therefore the Shatz is not permitted to say koyanim. So Tosfos said, that was dafke, the mad the perish tahavi havsoke. That what the Rabbeinu Tam said, v'aloch it's havsoke. Hainu dafke bimeya. That was bizman chazal. Bizman chazal miyad kshesaimu birchas haido. Bizman chazal, after the shat said, atayv shimchol chono lohides, lohiyoya oimrim alakeinu v'lakeviseinu b'acheinu v'abroche. He did not say lekenu kevisenu. Kidemashme besoite, because the Gemara says in soite the comma, ein hakoyrei rashoi likrois kahanim, at sheyichlo omein mipiyatzibu. The shatz is not allowed. Oh, the koyrei who? The koyrei is someone else. The koyrei is not allowed to say kahanim till the tzibur says omein on the birchas koyanim. Perish on. No, I'm sorry. He's not to say koyanim till they answer omein and atayv shimchol chano lohidois. Alme mashme shloi hayoimrim ela koyanim miyat. The shatz only said koyanim after atayv shimchol chano lohidois. He said then koyanim. So the Gemara in Saita says, but before you say Kainim, wait till the Tzibur will answer Omein and the Bircha Seidah v'tayv Shimchol Chano Lohides. But now, even though we duchen, the Shat says, Elekeinu b'loshim b'rocha utfile, so ein zu hefsik. So this isn't a hefsik anymore. This is also considered part of the Shemayna Esrei, so but Lamaisa it's brought down Lalocha, so he says it's still a hate. Lakeinu Kevisenu says still a hate when he comes up to Koyanim. So he says the word Koyanim loud, and then the rest he also says still a hate. So a hefsik it's not, because this is considered part of the Shemayna Esrei, even though he doesn't say it out loud. Now Kaponim, so Afil according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he's also permitted to. He's also permitted to say koyanim if he says it in the middle of the bracha of the tefillah of lekeinu lekevisenu. Tanu rabbanan ha'over lifnei ateve. A person was requested to daven for the omid tzarich lesarif. So he should not jump for the opportunity, but he should be mesarif. He's not really roy to daven for the omid. Vim einai misarif. What if he's not misarif? They ask him to daven, he jumps for the opportunity. Doime le tavshil she'ein boi melach. So the Sotnish kein tam, he's going up to daven for the omet. Who is he to daven for the omet? So it's a tavshil she'ein boi melach. Doesn't have any tam in it. Vim misarif yoyser midai. But what if he's misarev yoyser midai? They ask him and he still doesn't want. And they ask him again, he still doesn't want. Doime letavshil shegdichosei melech. So that's too much salt. It's too salty. That's also not correct. That means vinishtvi. He has to show that in yisod he's not roi, but you need a bal tefillah. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah to be a bal tefillah, so after they were mavza, he should accept it. Keitza to oise, pam rishoyne yisarev. The first time he should be misarev, shniye mahahev, shlishis poishet es raglo v'yoyret. Let us see Rashi. Yisarev kshoimrim loylech, yasa atzma, when they tell him to go, kilei roitze, kloima, eini kedai, I'm not really roi to damen. Shigdichosai, it's too salty, loshen sreifetz, it's kemoi ki eish, kotcha biyapi. Mahayv klayma mazmin atzmai kemoi nina lamoit. This got a very interesting svas emes ala teire, in Parshas Korach. Svas emes says as follows. Bris melach oilom. It's very interesting how the Gemara was medama over here, it was the shots, the salt, it's very interesting. So the Svas Emes says as follows. The kohune is considered, is called bris melach oilam. It's a bris melach. So he says, the isa be Gemara, ha'oiva lifnei ha'teive, tzorech l'sarif. You have to be misarif. Vim lo isirif, daim elekteiro, chaseiro melach. Vim sirif yaisim idai, daim elekteiro, shiktichose melach. So he says like this, there were three people who were offered kohune. Aaron, who had a chance for kohune. Aaron, Moshe, and Korach. So it was like this. Aaron ha-kohen shebocha boi ha-kodesh baruch hu, oso ha-sheiris kedin. His whole acceptance of the kohune was kedin. Like the Medrash says, kshemoshach oisoi Moshe Rabbeinu, nizdazeh. When he realized the magnitude of his position, so he was shaking. Shehaven ba'atzmoy she'eni kedai. He realized he's not roy to be kohen gadol. K'may she'oma krabel mizbeach loma atboy shel kach nivcharta. He didn't want to go to do the avoda. He felt he wasn't roy. That's how a kohen. That's how an oved avoda is supposed to look. Koirech shebikesh me'atzmoy hakune, koirech kenet anish gebeten. He did it for himself. V'loi hoye loi chelek b'sarvonis, there wasn't any sarvonis whatsoever. Yevsheli yeis koyin oivet, kidachsiv loi sala b'maylos ha'mizbechi, shloi yevsi yepsi yis gasis, without siruf, jumping to do the avoide, that's not how one becomes a koyin. Vaidei bushe vahachno zu miskayim hakohune la'aron u'doiros. Vaker tekune was ta'aron because there was a hachno and a bushe. U'moshe Rabbeinu isa shesirev yoisel midai. Moshe Rabbeinu matam gebeten b'sne. Lekach nitol mimenu hakohune. So it was taken away from the kohune. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was really supposed to be the kohen and Aaron was supposed to be a Levi. And they changed. And Lamaisa, he says, because Moshe was too big of an honor. He held he's not roi, and Nochamol he's not roi, Nochamol is not roi. Aval akoyim b'migdosh soch liis boi b'chine mumutzas. He has to be in between. Hagam sheyedeya b'navshoy she'enei kedai. He knows he's not roi, aval mitzad atzivi v'ashlich soch lasa he says shaloi. So Memeles, he says, that's a taish bris melach. From the kohune, you see how much salt you need. That's why Chazal will medam over here, the avoide to bris melach. Koirach didn't have any melach whatsoever. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesarev too much, so there was too much melach. And Al Kaponim, Aaron was the correct kohen. He was mizdazeya, he was boish, abovinish tvi, he was mekabel the kohune on himself. Weiter. Tono Rabbonon, Shloisha Rubon Koshe Umiyuton Yofe. There are three in Yonim, which too much is no good, and a little is very good. Ve'elu hein Soyer Umelach V'Salvonis. Zokte Gemore weiter. Omar Ravune, To B'Sholish Rishaynis. If a person made a mistake, B'Sholish Rishaynis. Choyza L'Roish. He made a mistake, B'Sholish Rishaynis. So he's chayza l'roish, he goes back to the beginning of Shmeina Esrei. Be'emtzoyos, he made a mistake. Let's say, it's, for example, he said, Tor b'sholish rishaynis, he said, okay, HaKadosh is supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. So he doesn't go back to Ata Kodesh, he goes back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. That's Tor b'sholish rishaynis. Or let's say he didn't say Mashi b'ruach ha-meirid ha-goshem, and he finished. He didn't say Mashi Beruach Hamoyred Agoshem, and let's say he finished the Broche Shniye, he started at the Kodesh, so he goes back to the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. That's Tor B'Sholish Rishaynes, Chayza L'Rosh. Be'emtzoyais, Chayza La'ata Chayne. What if he made a mistake in Be'emtzoyais? He made a mistake, let's say, he was supposed to say Hamelach Hamishpat. He said Kel Oyev Stoka Mishpat. So Choyza LaAto Choyne. He goes back to Ato Choyne. BaAchroine. So he was Medalik. BaAchroines Choyza LaAvoide. The Sholish Achroines also considered like one big broche. So he goes back to Ritzay. That's what Rav Huna said. Ravasi Yomar Emtzoyes Ein Lohem Seder. By the Emtzoyis, there's no Seder. Now let us see Rashi over here. So there's a Meiradike Machloikis Rishonim Pshat and Ravasi. So Rashi says, Ein Lohem Seder, Ve'im Dolag Brocha, Ve'im Dileg Brocha Achas, if he skipped a Brocha, Ve'achar Kach Niskabo, so Rashi, once again, we're speaking about Dileg over here, that if he skipped a broche, v'achar kach niskabo, oimro af shaloi bim koimo. So he says it, shaloi bim koimo. That means, he forgot to say refa'enu, and by Shema, right before Shema Keleinu, or after Shema Keleinu, he reminded himself he didn't say refa'enu. So he'll say, he finishes Shema Keleinu, he'll say refa'enu, roife choyli ama Yisrael, he'd say, that's how Rashi learns Pshat and Ravasi. And the Rif brings down, Rav Haigoin also learned that Pshat and Ravasi. We'll see Taisus over here, Taisus asks many kashas, and Taisus holds like the Rif. The Rif asks on Rav Haigoin, how could you say such a Pshat? We learned before in the Gemara that Shimon HaPkoili was Mesader Yud Ches Broches Ala Seder. That so the Yud Ches Broches, we learned the Gemara before, Shimon HaPkoili, his der Shmoyne Esrei Broches, Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seder B'Yavne. That he was Mesader, the Yud Ches Broches, Ala Seder. They have a Seder. That means each Broche has a Seder. That Hashiveinu comes after Atachoinein, Slicha comes after the Broch of Tshuva. So how could Ravasi say, and Rafa'enu comes after Geula? So how can Ravasi say that he could say Rafa'enu whenever he reminds himself? That's the Rif's kasha and Rav Haigoin, and he says Ravasi never meant it. So the Rif learns Pshat and Ravasi, that Ravasi means something else. That you don't go back to Atochainain. Rav Huna said you go back to Atochainain. If you skipped Refa'enu and you remind yourself by Shema Keleinu, so you go back to Refa'enu. And you start from Refa'enu and go Ala Seder. That's it, this Adin Seder. But you don't have to go back all the way to Atochainu, you go back to Refa'enu. That's how the Rif learns Pshat in Ravasi. That what the Rif asks on Rav Haigoin from the Loshon of Shimon HaPkoili, that he was Mesada Yudches Broches Ala Seder. So the Balamoyer wants to, for this is the problem on Rashi and Rav Haigoin. So the Balamoyer wants to say as follows. The Balamoyer says Ala Seder means, as there has to be Sholish Rishonis, there has to be Sholish Achroinis, and the Emtzois have to be in the middle. That's the Taitz Ala Seder. But in the Emtzois alone, there's no Seder. Bahadi Adodi, that means in the Emtzois, that's true. If we'll start Shemayna Esrei with Atochainain, so then he has to daven over again. There has to be Sholish Rishonis and Sholish Achainis. And in the Sholish Rishonis and Sholish Achainis, the Zichar HaSeder. that it's called one brach and there's a seder in the Rishonis and Achronis. In the Emtsois, Rav Asi held, there's no seder Bahadi Adodi, you can say Rafainu before Atachoinen, there's no seder whatsoever. So that's how Rav Haigoin and Rashi learn Shat in Rav Asi. So let us see the Gemara now. So Nachamol. So Rav Huna said that Toi beEmtzoyis Choizel laAtochayne. You go back to Atochayne to the beginning of the Emtzoyis. The Rav Asi Yomar Emtzoyis Ein Lahen Seider. The Emtzoyis don't have a Seider at all. Mosiv Rav Sheishes Estakashe Meheichoni Choizel. We learned in Abaraisa. Heichonu choizel, mitchilas habroche shetoze. He goes back to the beginning of the broche. Mitchilas habroche shetoze. Go back to the beginning of the broche. So the Gemara says, Tiyufte de Ravune said that what? That you go back to Atochoine. And here it says, you go back to the beginning of the broche. Omaloch Rav Huna, Emtsois Kulu Chada Bilchasaninu. The Emtsois are one big broche. So Memele, what does it mean you go back to the beginning of the broche? You go back to Atochayne. That's the Gemara. Before we see Rashi, the Gemara aired only Akasha and Rav Huna. According to Rav Asi, there's no Kasha whatsoever. The whole Kasha is only on Rav Huna. And Rav Huna answered, Emtsois kulo chodav. What is the kasha and Rav Huna? So the Tzach explains, Rav Sheishes had a different mahalach in Rav Huna. Rav Sheishes learned pshat from Rav Huna that in Yisod, it's not one big broche, but you need a seder. That means, let's say like this, he said Ato Choinein, and then he skipped Hashiveinu, and then he said Selach Lonu. So he has to go back to Hashiveinu. So he learned, why do you have to go back to Ato Choinein? Because Hashiveinu has to be after Ato Choinein. There's such a Seder. The Seder has to be, it has to be after this Broche and before the next Broche. So therefore, if a person would say Ato Choinein, and then he said Selach Lonu, and then he would say Hashiveinu and Selach Lonu. So it's no good according to Rav Huna, because even though Hashiveinu is before Selach Lonu the second time around, but Hashiveinu is not after Atochayne, because Selach Lonu is in the middle. That's how the Makshin understood Pshat in Rav Huna. So yes, the Makashe. Here it says, Yechoizel Lebroche Sheto. So the Rav Huna answered him, no, not Pshat is that you need a Seder before, and you need a, it has to be Mesuder, it has to be after Atochoinen, and it has to be before Selach Lonu. I have a different reason. The time is, because it's one big broche, so Memele, you have to start the broche from the beginning. That's how the Tzlach explains the Kasha of Rav Sheishes, and that was the Teretz of Rav Huna. That is very good. Till we'll come to Rashi. Rashi says, we're asking Akasha, it says like this, Leichan hu choizer, where do you go back to? Mitchilas habroche shetoze. You go back to the beginning of the broche. Umemele mishtame. So Rashi says a few words over here. Umemele mishtame. If you go back, mitchilas habroche, umemele mishtame, the goimer mimeno v'holo, that you go back to the brocha that he skipped over. Let's say he skipped over Hashiveinu and he said Selach Lonu. Umemela mishtame, the goimer mimeno v'holo. You go from Hashiveinu. You don't say Hashiveinu after Selach Lonu. You continue the goimer mimeno v'holo. Somehow it seems that's mashme mitchilas habroche shetoze. He starts from the beginning of the broche. That means he makes the beginning seder. Alma al sidra tzorich lachzor loimra. So you see, you have to say it kiseder. So according to Rashi, And this is Akasha and Ravasi also. It's not only Akasha and Ravune. And the Gemara says, Tziyuv to the Ravune. It seems according to Ravasi, it is good. So we have over here on the side that Rashi here, the Kol Benasano brings down a girsa, and this was Rashi's girsa. Rashi's girsa was as follows. Tiyufte de Ravasi. That's clear that it's Akash and Ravasi. Because here it says, from Hashiveinu you go straight. You can't stick in Hashiveinu after Shemakeleinu. You go straight. Tiyufte de Ravasi. That was Rashi's gilse. So the Gemara says, no, according to Ravune, it could be Latchilas Broche means Atochainen, because that is the beginning, it's considered one Broche, and Atochainen is the beginning of the Broche. Let us see Taisvis now. Emtsoyis Ein Lahem Seder. Perish Bekuntris, Ve'im Dileg Broche Achas, Rashi said Pshat and Ravasi. If he skipped over one broche, v'achar kach nizkar bo sheloi bimkoimo, oimro bimokim shenizkar. So then you say it, you skipped Hashiveinu, you minded yourself by Shema Kolein, you say, there Hashiveinu. V'loi nehire, dosnan b'megile, ha-koyre es ha-megile l'mafreya, lo yotso. That if a person lanes the Megillah l'mafreya, lo yotso. Visanye v'chein b'halal. By halal also, if a person says halal, mafreya lo yotzo. V'chein b'kriyishma, v'chein b'tfile. That means there's a seder. And if a person is mahapach the seder, he says something first which should be said later. So you're not yotze. So memeila, so it says klor in the beraisa. That means if I said Shema Kaleinu before Hashiveinu, I'm not yaitze. So how could Ravasi say that you can say Shema Kaleinu before Hashiveinu? So the achroine manafa emfer tois viskashe on Rashi that we mentioned like this, that even though there's a din seder. The Seder is as follows. One is not allowed to say Atochainen before Shalosh Rishonis. That Seder is Ma'akev. Or in the Shalosh Rishonis Gufe, there is a Seder. In the Emtsoyis, there is no Seder. So Al Koponim, it's not too gefelech that what it says in the Bereis, Akeris HaMegillah Mafrei, there's a Din LaMafrei by Shemayna Esrei also. The Din LaMafrei by Shemayna Esrei means either in the Shalosh Rishonis and the Shalosh Achonis where there is a Seder, Olam Afraya means he said the Emtsoyis before the Rishonis, which is also a Seder. But in the Emtsoyis alone, there's no Seder. Abotaisis didn't like this teretz. Lekach nire keperish Rashbam v'Ravalfis. The Einlan Seder de Koma, Hainu sheyaschul b'mokim shedilek habroche. He starts if he skipped over Hashiveinu, and he's now by Shema Kileinu. So he starts back from Hashiveinu, Mishom ve'elech yoyma ha'kelal ha'seder. That's pshat, ein lam seder. Avol vadai, that means you don't have to start all the way from the beginning. Avol vadai lo yaschul ba'at ha'choinim, k'moy be'gimel v'rishaynis v'gimel ha'choinis. He wants to say that this is different than the gimel rishaynis. By the gimel rishaynis, aloch is shachayza l'roish. They used to start all the way, because it's considered one big broche. Here it's not considered one big broche, they have to be chayzal roish. V'raye medesanye betesefte de mechilten, ha'koy reyeshma, v'hish mitbo posik echot, lo yikra oisei posik b'fnei atzma, you shouldn't lay now this posik, elamascho meyoisei posik ve'eilach v'goy meratzoif. That's by Krishna. V'sanye nami perik beiz de megile, sh'mish mit posik echot de megile, Shekoyrei ala seida meyese posuk ve'ilach. V'osem mashvi tvila le'megillah. That also, where you whatever you skipped over, you start from there, and you go further. V'osem mashvi tvila le'megillah le'inyin hachmilsa kedefrishis. U'bal alochis g'doylis posuk ke'ravasi. Da'omar en tzoyis ein lahem seida. That the middle broches is no seide, and we don't pass like Ravuna. According to Ravuna, you have to go back to Atochainen. According to Ravasi, you go back to the Broch Yuwa Medalek, and there, according to Tosis, you continue. According to Rav Haigoin, you stayed wherever you wanted to stay. So Rav Haigoin posits like, the Baal Halachas Gedolos Paskins according to Ravasi. Why? Chodid Rav Huna Ketalmud Lagabi Ravasi, Kedamrina Bekama Mekoimis Omar Rav Huna Omar Ravasi. So Rav Huna was a Talmud of Ravasi. Voidel Rav Huna Tzorech Litroik Velishnuyim Asnisin De Kulu Choda Birchusanina. That's what it says. Choyzer L'Roish HaBroche means Atochoinim, because it's one big broche. Vashnuyi Decheiki Loi Neikim V'Nismach. Why should we be Seimach Anadoichik Teres? Voidel Ravasi Berav Sheishis Kaimi Bechad Shitze. We see that Rav Sheishis Estakash and Rav Huna. So comes out Rav Asi and Rav Sheishis disagree with Rav Huna. So La Lochet comes out. Odom Sheto Vidilek Brocha Aches Bemzois. He skipped a broche. Oy Shiloyomar Hamelach Hamishpot Ben Reshashon El Yema Kippurim. The Kaimalon the Marzirinois. We passed, if he didn't say Hamelach Hamishpot, he has to go back. Lo Yarze La Atochoinin. Since we don't pass in Loit Rafun, he doesn't have to go back to Atochoinin. He goes back to the broche that he skipped over. And he reminded himself by Shema Kileinu, so go back to Shiva Sheftein, he'll say that straight. But what is if a person made a mistake, Begimul Rishonis? Kigoin Sheto Bachsimoson. He made a mistake in the Chsime. Oilai Hiskil. Let's say he instead of saying Hamelah Kodesh, said Akela Kodesh. Oilai Hiskil Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Yema Kippurim BeBirchas Oveis Zochreinu Oy Betchias Hameisim Michamoicha. This is a very interesting shita. We hear this on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, but shita HaTosfos is, if one we don't pass like this, that Zochreinu Michamoicha is part of the Madbeya of the Broche. And if he did not say Zochreinu Michamoicha, he also has to go back. Oy Shlom HaMelech HaKodesh, Choyzel HaRishayne. By the Shalish Brochus HaRishaynes, if he made a mistake anywhere, he goes back to the beginning of the first Broche. V'heiche Sheto B'Sholosh HaChoynes, Kegoin Sheto K'moy Kein Bachsimos, and did not say a correct Chsime. Oy Shaloi Hiskel Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim B'Sim Shalom B'Seif HaChaim Toivim. Oy Iksoiv L'Chaim Toivim Bohido. And Tosfos holds these in Yonam are also Ma'akev Choyzel Avoid V'Taima D'Kivin Shekulo Shvach Have Kibrocha Echot. The Shalosh Rishonis and the Shalosh Achoynis is considered one broche. So if a person made a mistake, a person goes back to the beginning. Let me just mention, it seems a meiridike machloikis. What will be the din by shalosh rishonis in shalosh achronis? Let's say like this. A person is in the middle of one of the broches, and he made a mistake. Now let's say a good case. He said, Ato gibe lo ilo mashem, mechaimeis matarab leishia, mashiv haruach umoirid hageshen, it wasn't the summer. So he made a mistake in the broche shniye. He made a mistake. What does he do now? He has to fix the broche shniye. So do we say that since all three broches are one big broche, now he has to start from the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. So here it is brought down, this din is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that he starts from Atagibor. So, if he reminded himself in the middle of the Broche Shniye, the Chayyadam says that the Lomdus is, that this is not a din of Chazore, it is only a din Tikkun. Kozman is in the middle of the Broche, so it's not called Yechoizer, you have to fix up the Broche. So if a person made a mistake, in the middle of Ato Gibor, so by Mashiv Ruach that we pass, can you go back to Ato Gibor? You did not go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei. Now, What will be the halacha if a person was nishtatek in the middle of atagibur? If a person is nishtatek in the middle of atagibur, is nishtatek. Where does the second shatz go to? So the Chayodim says on this din, he goes back to atagibur. We have the same lambda. Since he's in the middle of atagibur, you go back to atagibur. It would seem, though, from the Mishneh Brura in the Tzlach, that you go back to the beginning of Shemay Nes. It seems there's a very big machloikis in this Nekude. Al koponim, v'taynis sibur. Now Taisus speaks about another Shaila. V'taynis sibur, she'shatz keveya brocha le'atzmai. She'imar aneinu ben goyo l'roife. By a taynis sibur, the shat says aneinu. Im shokcho. If he forgot to say aneinu, v'nizkar bo koydim siyim tvile, reminded himself, ein machzir enoisai, so you don't go back, kivin shoho yitzorich lachzer v'loima al seide keperish rashbam. He reminded himself, let's say, before Shema Kaleinu, didn't say aneinu. So according to the Rashbam, if he would say aneinu, so emtsois also have a seide. He'd have say aneinu in refoeinu, so he'd have to go back and say refoeinu. The din is by aneinu, ein machzir enoisai. Im kein ave brocha lavatole, im machzir enoisai. Because the aloch is ein machzir enoisai. Avo le perish akuntres, but according to Rashi and Rav Haigoin, that according to Rav Asi, if you skip the brocha, beemtsois, you can stick it when you remind yourself, besoich emtsois. So according to Rashi, ho ye oimre bemokim sheniskar. So you reminded yourself, before Shema Kalein, you didn't say Aneinu, so you're not Choyzer. I say here Aneinu, I'll say Aneinu, and then I'll say Shema Kalein. V'enkan brocha levatola. There's no brocha levatola. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, lo'olam al yishal odom tzrochov. A person should not be shoyel tzrochov, his personal needs, Loi b'sholish rishaynais, v'loi b'sholish achaynais, elo be'emtsois. The Omer Rav Chanina, rishaynais doime le'eved shemevakesh pras meraboy. This is not as man of Bakosh. Oh. Rishaynais doime le'eved shemesade shvach lefnei raboy. The rishaynais doime le'eved shemesade shvach lefnei raboy. Saying a shvach lefnei raboy. Emtsois doime le'eved shemevakesh pras meraboy. Achreines doimel evet shekibol pras meraboy, v'niftar v'hoylech loy. V'niftar, Rashi says, noitel rishus. Taisvis, al yishal odom tzrochov loy begimel rishaynis v'loy begimel achreines. Perish rabbeinu chananov rabbeinu hai, that what one is not permitted to be shoyel tzrochov, aynu davke liyochid. Loy al yishal odom Tzrochov. A yochid should not ask for his personal needs in Sholish Rishonis. Avol tzolchei tzibur shoyalin. But tzolchei tzibur is shoyalin. What is the svore? Because that alone, that whole Klal Yisrael is dependent on the Rebbeinu Shlom to say Zochreinu or Michamoichel, which is a hisofe. So that goof is ein lecha shvach gdoila mizu. So this is considered shvach. Lekachonu oimrim, zochreinu, v'kroivitz, v'yale v'yovoi behem. V'teide de davke yochid komar. Because if you'll say even at tzibur, and this is a big machlokes harishayim in this nekude, if you'll say even at tzibur also is not allowed to be mevakish sochom, Shreike brochis achoynis solche tziburin. What are the brochis achoynis? Ritzei Hashem alkein lebamcho Yisrael. Sim shalom. So the brochis achoynis azicha bakoshes. So you see a bakoshe for Klal Yisrael, that is a din of a shvach. The whole Yisrael is davke, the private tzrochim. Tonu Rabbonon. Maise betalmud echod sheyorad lifnei ateivo bifnei Rabbi Elezer. For Yomarich Yoiser Midai. He was davening very long. Amalei Talmidov Rabbeinu Kama Arkon Huze. He's davening very long. Amalem Klumarich Yoiser Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Listen. It's Bechesed. Moshe Rabbeinu davened longer than him, much longer. The Sivei Asaboim Hayoim, Asaboim Halaylo. So we see that, he's not marach too much in comparison with Moshe Rabbeinu, he's saying it ganz schnell. I saw something very interesting. Rabbi Yonasan Zechayna Levroche asks, but we learned by Rabbi Kive, when he was davening the tzibur, hoye mekatzam im neiteirach ha-tzibur. So I don't know, he says something very interesting. This is speaking about a person who's davening b'yechidus. I don't know, how can you say a person who's davening b'yechidus? He said, sheyor lefnei ha-teva. I don't understand what he answered. It seems he was davening for the Yomet. Sakasha, what's the Torah Chatzibah? Veisach net. Shuv ma'ise b'talmud echot sheyod lefnei ha-teva v'nei Rabbi Lezer. V'yem ekatsa yaisa midai. Amalei talmidov kam ekatsachon uze. Look how short he's davening. Amalei klum ekatsa yaisa mi Moshe Rabbeinu. D'chsiv kel no refon olo. I don't know klob shatn this gemore. I couldn't remind myself by Rabbi Kive, there they say pshat, that by when he was Betzibos Mekatz of Oil, and there was Marich, but what does Marich mean, and what does, Posh is speaking about a shat, what does Marich mean, and what does Mekatz mean? Does Marich mean he said the words longer, and Mekatz means he said them quicker, or Lemaise he added words? It's not Mestava to say that he added words or he omitted words, because We already have the nusach from the Anshek Nesses HaGdoilad, from Shimon HaPkailu, we have already the nusach. So it's not Mestava that he added or omitted words. L'idach gisa marich ha-mekatsa would seem that he added or missed words. Al Kaponim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Keol no refon olo. The Netziv on the Sefri says, by Moshe Rabbeinu Gufe, so what's the criteria? When is one marich, when is one mekatzer? So he says if the danger is imminent, then one should be mekatzer. And that was by Miriam, she became right away a metzoire, so there you're not marich, there you're mekatzer. And the same way, before Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rabbeinu Shloilam taina to Moshe Rabbeinu, loma ta marich betfilos rakla yisolos oimet betzar. When the danger is imminent, then one should be mekatze betvila. When sebrentnish, then one should use out the, we learned before, kol amarech betvilosoi, tvilosoi eina choizere, so then one should be marech betvila. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Chizde, kol amavakish rachmim al chaveiroi, ein tzorech lahaskir shmoi, shenema keil no refon o lo, poloi komatkir shmo de Miriam. Number one, it's not necessary. Number two, others want to say, the Gemara wants to show how much he wanted to be Mekatzer, that he didn't want to mention her name. So instead of saying Miriam, he said Lo. Al Koponim, that was the Tvila of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ben Yayodo says that if a person is in Atzore, then you don't have to mention the name. If a person wants a Shefa Brocha, then it's Kedai to mention the name, and he Mavaya that al pi kabola. Tana rabbonon. Eilu brachis adam shoicha behen. These are the brachis that a person is mishtacheve. Ba'avais tchilo v'soif. Ba'ido tchilo v'soif. V'in bo lo shoyach v'soif kol bracha o bracha. If he wants to be mishtacheve b'chol bracha o bracha. U'betchilis kol bracha o bracha. Melam dimoisei shelo yishche. Then we tell him he should not be mishtacheve. Rashi, ein tzorech lahaskir shmai sholchayla, tchila v'soif, b'moidim alachon o alohedos. Taisves, melamdim oisei shalo yishche, v'im toime v'yishche ma'bekach, and vos is azoi shlecht av iz mishtachle ba'ich broche, v'shloime shalo yovoi laker divrei chachamim. There was a takone that a one should be mishtachle at certain broches. And if each one is going to do what he has in mind, shelo yaimru kol echot machmer shehu k'may shehu reitze, if people will see that there's no seder, you can do whatever you want, ve'ein kan takonis chachomim. So number one, you'll be oiked at takonis chachomim. So then, if the takonis, one does not go according to the guidelines of the, or one does not go according to the guidelines of the chachomim, so mameile, everything will become bottle. So then it's kol ha'moisiv gereya. And number two, v'chayshinon liyuaro, that if he's moisiv under the konos chachomim, it's nire kigayve. Others say pshat v'hoya kasher torid. If there'll be taryad mitzvahs, then ufarakta es uloi. So therefore, when Yaakov came back to Esav, he told them, "Im lovon garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti." So you have nothing what to hope for.